The Chris Byrne Show, powered by Dynamic Money, creating personal financial plans built for life.
Well, welcome to The Chris Byrne Show. It is somehow the middle of September. Time has been moving quickly or not quickly at all. I can't tell. It's kind of the twilight zone this year. But it's September 13th. Here we are. So happy to have you with us. Here's my question for today. If a vaccine does come out this year, if Operation Warp Speed is effective and we see a vaccine actually come out in the next few months, would you take it? Would you take the vaccine? Why or why not? The number 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. I would love your thoughts on this. Again, if a vaccine comes out this year, will you take it? I'll tell you up front, I'm nervous about taking any vaccine that would come out this year. Is that because I'm a scientist? No. Is it because I have all the research and data here? No, not necessarily. I'll tell you why I am. But we have a quandary going on here because what we've seen is, first of all, this doesn't break along party lines, which is really interesting to me. President Trump is pushing hard for this, again, Operation Warp Speed, even making comments about hoping that something could be moving towards a rollout in late October, early November, but then kind of acknowledging that's probably not realistic, and we're looking at more like maybe December at the fastest or a little bit past that. And most actually in the recent Newsweek poll on this, that Republicans are actually less likely to say they would seek the vaccine or take it than Democrats are. So in an issue that's so polarized in most of the country right now, and we talk about most issues are falling so deeply along partisan lines, this is one that kind of doesn't necessarily, that we're seeing a push, obviously, from the government to produce a vaccine as quickly as possible. But a lot of Republicans are saying, we wouldn't necessarily take that vaccine. So here is the issue, though. All right, for the vaccine to be effective, if a vaccine comes out, for it to be effective, the point is to reach herd immunity. And that means most of us have to take it. And Anthony Fauci has said, look, if we don't have a vaccine that most people take, then we may not achieve herd immunity here. All right, but according to the AP right now, the poll says 20% of Americans flat out say they will refuse to get a COVID-19 vaccine, and another 31% are unsure. That means right over 50% of Americans polled right now are either not sure or are certain they will not take the vaccine. But for it to be effective, the majority of us would need to take it. Here's the math on that. NPR did a great article yesterday, actually, saying a COVID-19 vaccine may be only 50% effective. Is that good enough? Now, why they're using the 50% effective number is that leading health experts like Dr. Fauci and others have come out and said, hey, look, if we get a vaccine, it may not be significantly effective. What they mean by effective is, let's say 100 people receive the vaccine and those people would have gotten COVID and now only 50 of them get COVID, then it's a 50% effective vaccine. And the thoughts are that initially we're not going to see something in the 90 to 100% effectiveness range. We're going to see an initial effectiveness maybe of 50 to 60 to 70% optimally kind of a thing. So if we have a 50% vaccine, how does that work? Well, here's the math. If 20% of the U.S. population ends up getting exposed to the virus, which is what the numbers look like it could be, by the time a vaccine's developed, we would need an additional 40% of the population to gain protection. And for 40% of the population to get protection, you'd have to have 80% of the population take the vaccine. Again, if it's 50% effectiveness. So the point is this, 80% plus of the population would need to be willing to take the vaccine. But right now, that's not what the numbers look like. A lot of Americans are saying, I don't think so. So I'm wondering what your thoughts are. Let's go to Michael. Michael, thanks so much for calling the Chris Byrne Show. Would love your thoughts here.
This is Michelle. Hello.
I'm so sorry, Michelle. We had an issue on the board here. But Michelle, very nice to meet you. What are your thoughts on the vaccine?
I think it's still under further investigation. I wouldn't want to take it anytime soon. It seems like a number game. And just piggybacking on what you just stated, they need to have a certain amount of numbers, and you could correct me, in order for this to be effective. I just think it sounds like a lottery. I'm just not comfortable with it. So I'm going to not take it anytime soon. Thank God I tested negative the other day. And just wait to see if they can actually give us some substantial population where you know, numbered up or not, that it can work. It sounds like a cost. You know, everything is about cost and manufacturing costs, and that's just my spin on it. So I'm going to say no for now.
Yeah, my gut feeling tends to be the same, but if you ask me to dig under that, and I'll explain it a little bit, there are some reasons for it, but it's kind of my gut. It was funny, my parents texted me about this, and my dad said he would probably take it, and my mom said she probably wouldn't. So it's not really split, again, according to any sort of, you know, party line here. I would just be interested if you're willing to tell us your affiliation politically. I mean, does that are you someone that supports the president, doesn't support the president? Does that impact the way you think about the virus or the vaccine?
I'm going to say that I sort of support where he is able to provide some type of stability where this vaccine may and may not go. I mean, that's a heavy job. I don't know who can actually stand up to face all of this ridicule or, you know, how it's being handled. I mean, this is something that was unforeseeable. So as for the political part, I don't know. I really couldn't say to which side. But at the moment, we seem to be geared towards, you know, the population, you know, either declining in some states and not declining. So I'm not 100% comfortable with no plan from any particular leader, but the leader who has a current plan, and I'm trying to be a little easy on this, the person with the plan usually wins.
Sure.
How about that?
Well, I appreciate your thoughts. Thank you. And again, I think it's just interesting. It doesn't necessarily flow along party lines right now in terms of like most supporters of the president saying we're 100% going to take the vaccine or not. Buddy from Douglasville, what are your thoughts, sir? Thanks for joining the Chris Burns Show.
Yeah, no, I would take the vaccine at all. I don't think that there's been not enough research done. It takes years to really, before vaccines have taken years to come out. There's not even a vaccine for the flu. It's just a flu shot. It's not a vaccine. And it's scary, though, that the government could require it. And I think that precedent was set under Teddy Roosevelt's administration with something that they came up with a vaccine and everybody had to get it. And the courts ruled that the government had that authority. It would scare me more if
discussion. You're right.
Biden was elected, because I think he would listen more to the science people and order it if they said so. I do support, and I think Trump's trying to push something. He realizes it's needed, but maybe too quick. But I wouldn't take it. I don't care if they come up with it, well and good. Other people can have it. Best of luck to them. I don't even take the flu shot.
Thank you for your thoughts. I mean, that, again, it's fascinating to me. President Trump is probably the one pushing hardest right now for the fastest vaccine to come out. Everyone wants a vaccine to come out that's safe and effective, right? But so far, two people have called in that both support the president and both said they would not be willing to take a vaccine. And that's fascinating in and of itself. But secondly, just the reality that for it to be effective, most of us would have to take it because you're not getting herd immunity where you're really impacting the virus unless the majority of Americans are willing to take it. And so far, every call we're seeing up to this point is saying, no, I wouldn't take it. And that tends to be what we're seeing overall. Again, New York Times coming out this morning with an article saying, is an unvetted vaccine coming? So there's a lot of concern about this. Now, Buddy brought up two things that I think are important to talk about. One is the reality of, would this be required? And I thought a lot about this because, especially for kids having to go to school, it's not a big jump, I think, to see a requirement coming out that for kids to go back to school, once a vaccine has been vetted and approved, they would have to take it. Would you feel comfortable with your children or your grandchildren taking this or being required to take it? Would there be a religious exemption or something like that you could pull in order for them not to take it? I think it just raises so many questions. Again, your thoughts on this. If you have thoughts, you can call in. The number for the WSB is 404-872-0750 to join the show, or 1-800-WSB-TALK. But the other point that Buddy brought up too is the timeline. And that's very interesting to me because scientists, okay, so first of all, most scientists right now are saying it is feasible to have a virus with somewhere along the lines of 50 to 60% efficacy. So within the next few months. But I think most of us look at it and we're confused by that. So scientists, I'll quote from, there's an article in The Atlantic that came out. Sarah Zhang wrote an article, and it gives a good timeline on this. They said they've gone from discovery of the virus to more than 165 candidate vaccines in record time. 27 vaccines are currently in human trials. Now there's three phases of human trials, one for safety, one for efficacy and dosing, and phase three is efficacy, so effectiveness in a large group, tens of thousands of people. Now what's interesting is that phase three trials are looking specifically at what most of us would be concerned about, which is rare and long-term side effects. And when I read that, I think what most people practically read that are thinking is, how in the world, if you're testing that phase three in just a few months' time, could you account for rare or long-term side effects? How could you know that? But a whole lot of scientists I respect are saying it is possible. But I have to admit that personally, I'm kind of like, well, I don't know that I would do that. And I certainly would be reticent for my kids to do that. So again, would love your thoughts. 404-872-0750. We see folks jumping on the phone lines. We'll be right back on the Chris Burns Show.
Get Chris's daily email to stay up to date on all financial news by signing up at dynamicmoney.com.
Hey, welcome back to the show. So if Operation Warp Speed is effective, if the president's plans to push a vaccine as quickly as possible with government funding right now behind that, with numerous companies out and multiple different vaccines and trials and now entering third phase of trials, so we'll see a vaccine possibly by the end of this year, would you take it? Would you be willing to take it? The number to call, 404-872-0750. We have Cliff on the line. Cliff, I'd love your thoughts. Would you take the vaccine?
Absolutely, I'd take it as soon as it's available, and I'll tell you why. I grew up in a third world country, and I saw thousands of people die of typhoid and cholera because they would not take a vaccine. Hmm. It got to the point that the military would have checkpoints along the road, and if you didn't have your shot record that you had your shot, they would pull you off the bus or out of your car and give you one right on the spot. I don't think we will go to that stage, but it's possible.
That's a fair point. Let me ask you this, though. In terms of those vaccines, there was a much longer lead time in creating those, testing those, et cetera. Does it give you any concern about the speed of this, or are you more on the flip side saying, I'm happy that it's going this quickly, give it to me as quickly as possible?
I'm ecstatic it's going this quickly because I think we could drag our feet into the next millennia and kill a few hundred thousand more people. I listened to a program this morning about Sweden's, the way they did it. I don't necessarily agree with that method, but it's like you said, herd immunity. You don't give one cow a vaccine for a hoof and mouth disease. You give the whole herd a vaccine, and that prevents it.
If we don't all take it, it won't be effective. Well,
that's exactly right. Just like everybody won't wear a mask. I was in a place a few minutes ago, and half the people in there were not wearing masks.
So wear a mask, get the vaccine as quickly as possible, and hopefully that knocks it out. In your opinion, that's a good thought. Again, I want people's authentic thoughts. Would you take it? Let's take one more before the break. Here we have Bonnie. Bonnie, vaccine comes out. Would you take it?
I also would take it. And I had an experience with a vaccine 2 days ago. Well, on Friday, I got the shingles vaccine. I didn't think a thing about it. And the next morning, I woke up and my ears were ringing a lot. It was very scary.
Okay.
And it said on the piece of paper that they gave me when I left, if your ears are ringing, you need to call your doctor immediately. And I thought, well, it's Saturday. Excuse me. So I woke up today and it's gone. So okay. I did sort of understand that, wow, something can happen as a result of taking a vaccine. And I don't think that shingles vaccine is considered anything that was developed quickly. I don't know, but yeah. I think all the doctors recommend you have that. And I know shingles is very bad, but excuse me. I also know COVID is bad because I had it. It was horrible.
So you experienced it. So in your mind, you're saying the benefits out, even though you recognize there are risks, the benefits for you outweigh that.
Yes.
It's fair. Now, as someone who's already had it.
I have asthma, I'm sorry.
And the other question is, as somebody who's already had it, you would still go ahead and take the vaccine on the chance, the possibility you could get it again, which scientists don't really know yet.
I don't know, and I don't know that I can even find out anywhere a guarantee of how long my antibodies will last.
Sure.
It's interesting to me, though, that, you know, I don't run around telling people I've had it because some people, like, freak out. But it's interesting to me how when I say that I've had it, certain people, the first thing they say is, well, you know, you can get it again.
Well, and nobody knows that yet. We're not sure. We have to go to a quick break here, but I appreciate the thoughts again. 404-872-0750. Vaccine comes out. Would you take it?
Can't get enough of Chris? Follow him on Twitter at CW Burns for more.
Well, welcome back to the show. Something I've been thinking about a lot recently. Would I take this vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine, if it came out this year? Would I feel comfortable? Maybe even more importantly, would I feel comfortable with my children taking it, if my children were required to take it? And a lot of Americans are feeling the same, asking the same questions. Again, New York Times with an article out today questioning the speed of the vaccine and how people feel about that. Some research showing about 50% of Americans are saying they would not take it, or they're questioning it, or another 50% saying they would take it. And it doesn't split along party lines. In fact, more Republicans polled would say they have problems with taking it than Democrats. So you see, it's just a fascinating issue. And a lot of folks have already called in kind of on both sides of this. If you have thoughts, it's 404-872-0750. Let's go back to the phone lines. We have Sonia in Lawrenceville. Sonia, what are your thoughts?
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
I can. Thanks for joining the show.
Yes, hi. No, my concern is, yes, I would. And at first I did have some hesitancy, but a part of this too is that the gene therapy was theory, you know, came about so quickly and so well advanced that science has developed such that, yes, the vaccine can be developed, you know, in a fast-track situation like we're seeing it. However, it does not depend on everyone getting vaccinated for us to get herd immunity. It has to do with exposure. We can develop immunity by passive or active ways, you know, vaccine versus exposure. And a lot of people are exposed and not realizing that they are exposed and they have antibodies. Those individuals will not need to be vaccinated.
Well, but let me ask, because I know you're in the medical profession. I've seen numerous articles saying, at least from the folks, you know, Dr. Fauci, et cetera, saying they can't at this point guarantee that if you have had the virus, you can't get
correct.
It again. Are you say, so?
Correct.
Right.
Just the same thing as with the flu, because this is an RNA virus, which means that it will mutate and change. And that is why every year we need to get a flu vaccine, not a shot like that young man said earlier. It's the same thing, just different words. A flu vaccine each year, because the RNA viruses mutate rapidly. So we have to prepare a year in advance to predict what it will be for the next year. So that is correct. However, because I did contract it, because of my work exposure, my antibodies are there. So would I take it? Yes. But, you know, as time progresses, we'll know a lot more. And, you know, folks have to understand that science has evolved and we're doing well in knowing what, you know, can happen. So people need to just, you know, think about this, that, yes, it will be good for them to get vaccinated. But me personally, I just contracted it. I don't think I'll need it. We'll see moving forward, but yeah.
Well, I appreciate your thoughts, Sonia. I appreciate we've had two people call in who've actually had the virus and are both obviously in support of taking the vaccine. And I think she does make a really good point that we are seeing leading health, make no doubt, we are seeing leading health experts, Dr. Fauci, Francis Collins, who leads the National Institutes of Health and led the whole Human Genome Project, which was a massive deal, well known to many listeners, that have said we can have a safe and effective vaccine, possibly. They don't see it outside of the realm of reality in a few months. That is what leading health, and I want to make sure that's clear, that we understand that. That is what's being said by folks that have far more degrees than certainly I do, and most of us listening, but that doesn't necessarily go to whether we would choose to take that vaccine or not. whether I'd feel comfortable with it, even though I totally agree with Sonia that according to a lot of leading health experts, they're saying it could be safe. And I think that's the primary issue at play here, is if enough of us don't take it, according to Dr. Fauci, I mean, he's the one that said, look, if we don't have enough people take the vaccine, it's going to be hard to get the country to herd immunity if too many people refuse it. And that's just, again, directly from him. So that's my question here is even though, yes, there are plenty of people that we would say trust more than others saying it would be safe, would you feel safe to take it? We'll go back to the phones. Mac, what are your thoughts?
I'm from Fairburn, Georgia, Chris. I'm in a category that would be sort of foolish not to take the shot. I'm in my 70s. I have diabetes. And the lady was talking about side effects. If you'll read the information you get with 50% of the prescriptions that are prescribed today and people are taking every day, it would scare you to death. So sure. It would be a no-brainer for me. I would definitely take the shot.
And I think that's a great point, too. I mean, you see, if you're in that category that we already know is someone who is at significant risk, that if they were to get COVID, then there's a very good chance they could have extreme complications from that. It would make sense, you might say, in a risk-reward analysis here, you know what, I'm going to choose to take it. And I understand that. I appreciate the diversity of opinions here. If you have an opinion, again, the number 404-872-0750, would you take this coronavirus vaccine if it were to come out this year? Now, on the flip side, why would people be hesitant? Well, normally, vaccines take a whole lot longer to develop, especially in that phase 3 piece. And again, I appreciated Sonia's call saying, look, technology has advanced to the point, science has advanced to the point that we can know that it's safe long term, just even in this short of a testing period, that within a few months we can know if it's safe long term. And my answer to that is I recognize that's what we're hearing from a lot of scientists, and I appreciate that. And it doesn't mean I'm not concerned. Is that possible? Right? Is that okay? So I understand that, but it doesn't mean I'm not concerned. And we can look historically at incidents of this. I mean, those most famous is a while ago, the Cutter incident with the polio vaccine back in 1955, where some batches of polio vaccine that were given to the public contained actual live polio, and a number of people ended up with paralysis because of it, right? That's the most famous. But you can go to the CDC's website and look at examples of times that vaccines, issues we've had with vaccines. And admittedly, a lot of those issues have been resolved and are not and technology has increased dramatically, and I understand that. But I do have to wonder that basically the issue is acute versus chronic symptoms, right? And so if we're in phase 3 of testing trials where people are saying we want to see and really understand what could long-term or rare complications be, how in the world could we know long-term complications within a few months? And I'm sure if Dr. Fauci was here, maybe he'd be able to explain that and say how we could know. But for me, that's the question mark. So there's acute immediate symptoms, like what an earlier caller talked about, where she said she got a vaccine and the next morning she woke up with her ears ringing. That's acute symptoms. Well, of course, we can know that immediately. But chronic, long-term symptoms, I don't know how you would know that within a few months. And again, even if we do, apparently about half of Americans are worried about that. And so there needs to be a much better education on this for most Americans if they're going to be willing to take it. Joe, what are your thoughts? Thanks for calling the Chris Burns Show.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you, sir?
Not too bad. I absolutely wouldn't take it for a few reasons. I mean, the caller earlier who was talking about building up antibodies, and then you know let her know that Dr. Fauci said that, you know, there's no proven diagnosis or trial fact that says you do build them up. And then later on in her spiel, she said that, you know, she had the antibodies again. And there's just too much of that, too much controversy, too much contradiction. I mean, the government's saying this and they're saying that, and then all of a sudden it's get the virus. And I'm just a little weary of it. I mean, how are they going to come out with it so quick? And the other lady who said that the flu vaccine is a vaccine, it's not. They take a guess at which strand of the flu or which strain is going to come out, and the shot you get for the flu actually has a little bit of that flu in it, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. That's still the way they do it, right?
You know, I wish I could tell you exactly how that works, but I have no clue exactly. But I think you're right. But I think I share the same concerns. Where I don't know about you, I would need a whole lot more explanation of how, whereas normal vaccines historically have taken so long to develop, and usually they're in that phase three process for a few years in order to go, we really see kind of how this is developing, how that can happen in 4 to 5, 6 months. That's my biggest question.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, on top of that, this is technically a virus. And I mean, I'm not a biologist, but it's a virus, and the flu's a virus, and there's no vaccine for the flu, just a flu shot to help prevent it. And now there's going to be a vaccine for COVID. And I mean, there's no cure for the common cold. And I understand it's totally different than this virus, but it just seems too quick, too convenient, I guess, for lack of a better word.
Well, I appreciate your thoughts, Joe. I think the convenience question, too, is one that a lot of people are wondering about right now. Just, I mean, again, that was a New York Times article this morning, was this whole question of, it's an election year. I mean, regardless of your, which makes this even more fascinating to me, because regardless of your politics, currently more Republicans and Democrats, as we've mentioned, are saying they would be wary of taking the vaccine, interestingly enough. But certainly we've seen the president come out pushing hard for a vaccine as quickly as possible, which the White House is saying, well, of course we are. That's what you've asked us to do. And we can't seem to win here. Everybody's asking us to make the vaccine as quickly as possible. We're pushing hard and putting funding towards it. And now you're saying it's politically driven. So that's the White House's response. That's fair. Okay. The other side of that is we've never seen a vaccine develop this quickly. And the president has a few different times said we would hope to see one possibly even end of October, early November. Then when kind of pushed on that, saying, well, yeah, it could be end of year. Most medical experts that I've read are saying, yeah, end of year and into the winter is probably more likely here. But you can't tell me there's not a political piece here. I mean, come on, obviously, regardless of your politics, it is a huge political move to be every time the president's been able to come out and say, hey, look, we've, you know, here's this new possible treatment that's working. The market goes up. Right. So it makes the stock market better and favorability goes up. And so you have all that mixed in. And I think a lot of us are sitting here going, okay, before I inject this into my system, what is reality here? And again, what I would do is just call upon our leadership to say, look, if you're going to roll out a vaccine this quickly, then you also need to be rolling out an education program around it that would make most Americans feel comfortable. Because right now, that's just not the case. At least half of Americans are questioning this. And then I assure you, when you push it to something along the lines of, as an earlier caller mentioned, requiring the vaccine and certainly requiring it for children to get back into school or something, now you're going to see even more pushback from a lot of people. So education would be paramount here. And at this point, I certainly don't feel like most Americans understand what's going on.
Want to know more about Chris Burns and Dynamic Money? Follow Dynamic Money on Facebook. Just search Dynamic Money.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for so many of you calling in and giving your thoughts on whether you would take this vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine, if it does indeed come out this year. The president has initiated Operation Warp Speed to try to get a vaccine out as quickly as possible. I think the name itself scares a lot of people. Just the idea that we're getting it out as quickly as possible scares a lot of people. And as has been said by some callers, there are some of the leading minds in the world working on this. And some of those minds are saying, yeah, it's going to be safe. It's going to be fine. You should take it. Right? But at the same time, just on a practical level, I think most of us are going, if it normally takes years, how in the world could we understand the long-term implications? How in the world could I feel good about injecting my child with this, especially if my child, in theory, according to a lot of things we're seeing as well, isn't that susceptible anyway to this, right? So you have all sorts of equations going on in people's minds, which has led to this real split in thinking. Now, we had one person call in and ask, just leave a question. They said, what's the definition of a vaccine and the difference between a vaccine and a cure? And again, I'm not a medical expert here, but I would say, you know, a vaccine is just a tool. A vaccine is a tool to stimulate your antibodies against a disease, against a virus, et cetera, like the coronavirus. It in and of itself is not a cure, right? It's a tool to move us to a cure. The cure would be achieving herd immunity, except for obviously we understand that viruses can mutate. And so it's entirely possible that we have a vaccine for this, and then this mutates and the vaccine doesn't cover that mutation. So we have to understand that. But the real struggle here is for us to achieve herd immunity, the majority of Americans would have to say, yes, I'll go ahead and take this. That's just a reality. And we ran the math earlier on this. There's a great article in The Atlantic that talked about it, that basically said, look, if we're looking at the reality of it only being, the effectiveness is the word here, 50% effective, again, if you take the vaccine, Dr. Fauci said he would love to see 75% or more effectiveness, but that realistically the FDA is willing to approve a vaccine with 50% effectiveness. That means if 100 people got it, the vaccine, and then were exposed to COVID-19, that 50 of the 100 would not get it because they had the vaccine. That's 50% effectiveness. And if that would be the reality, because we're rushing this, they know it can't be as effective as perhaps if they have more time, that you'd have to see upwards of 80% of Americans in that kind of a scenario be willing to take the vaccine for it to actually achieve herd immunity. And that right now, at least 50% of Americans strongly question whether they'd be willing to take it. 20% saying, no, there's no way. Another 30% saying, I'm still thinking about it. I don't know. And so we're split as a country on this. And I think, again, the key would be, because I'm struggling with this, we need more education. If we're going to roll it out this fast, we also need a rollout that would say, this is exactly why this is safe and effective, and you don't need to worry. And then you'd have to have Americans be willing to trust that, right? And that's what's going to be required for us to take this. Hey, folks, thanks for listening to the show. We'll see you next week.